This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden meets with Russian President Putin today in Geneva and don't expect any breakthroughs. That from a Putin spokesman this morning who warns the talks will not be easy. Here's our Sagar Magani.
With U.S.-Moscow relations at their lowest point in years, they're looking to take baby steps today in Geneva. The president wants to find small areas of cooperation and rein in disruptive behavior, like Russian cyber attacks and election meddling, though he acknowledges changing Putin simply may not happen.
It may very well be, if I respond in kind, which I will, that it doesn't dissuade him. He wants to keep going.
They'll spend between 4 and 5 hours together before holding separate news conferences. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The coronavirus has now killed more than 600,000 Americans. More than half of Americans have now gotten at least one COVID shot. More than 40% are fully vaccinated. New York State has now lifted most COVID restrictions. Governor Andrew Cuomo credits the 70% of adults there who've gotten at least one shot.
What does 70% mean? It means that we can now return to life as we know it.
California's ending most COVID restrictions, too. Kaylee Moracy is visiting Disneyland, and she's glad.
I'm really excited. Yeah. It's a fun time, finally, to be able to go somewhat back to normal.
California's among the western states sweating through a brutal heat wave. The heat's making people sweat from southeast California across Arizona and Nevada and into New Mexico and into parts of Utah, Montana, and Wyoming. The temperature could get to 116 degrees in Las Vegas today. The Senate has passed a bill that would make June 19th, a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery. The House is expected to easily pass the bill. This is AP News. A new study finds that some cosmetics sold in the U.S. likely contain high levels of a toxic compound.
In announcing a bipartisan bill to ban the use of so-called PFAS in beauty products, some senators released a University of Notre Dame study that finds 56% of eye makeup and foundation, 48% of lip products, and 47% of mascaras contain high levels of fluorine. It's an indicator of PFAS. PFAS are so-called forever chemicals used in non-stick frying pans, rugs, and other consumer products. They've been linked to serious health conditions, including cancer and reduced birth weight. The physics professor leading the study at Notre Dame says it's shocking. The cosmetics not only pose an immediate risk to users, but also create a long-term risk. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.